this week on the Real Men Talk Show.
I cannot be the next one. I should not be the next one. Change needs to happen. To see that it didn't happen, it's still the same thing is happening, is frustrating.
On this episode of the Real Man Talk Show, Brother Jarrell returns, and we're talking about the shooting of Jacob Blake, also frustrations in the black community, and a couple of different opinions between him and Frank about the Jonathan Isaac stance right here on the Real Man Talk Show. Welcome to the Real Man Talk Show. We are here standing up for the Real Man of Christ. My name is Chris Cuff. I'm coming to you from radio station WOKB AM 1680. My man Jarrell's home where he works and puts out blessings on the radio. I did a show with Jarrell earlier today, and I came in studio, Sports View with the crew. Download the app.
Yeah.
Jarrell's famous words. So I got my partner Frank Caratini with me. Frank, how you doing, bro? How's everything?
Good. Celebrating my 1-year anniversary this week.
Man, it seems like y'all have an anniversary every week. I'm always seeing pictures of you and Rosie on Facebook and lovey-dovey and kissing and stuff. So happy anniversary, man.
That's happy great. Anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess y'all couldn't go to the DR. Y'all couldn't run out to the DR this year. So.
No. They're masked down, quarantined down, all the islands.
Yeah. Yeah, no Americans down there, right?
Yeah.
And a special returning guest, Jarrell, is back with us. What's up, Jarrell? How you doing?
Hey, man. Appreciate it. Anytime y'all have me on, man, it's truly a blessing. Shout out to you, Chris Cuff, and 24 Flips. Thank you for allowing me to come on. Chris said, I'm a radio host at Inspiration 1680 WOKB, the heart and soul of the community. You can check us out on the web at WOKBradio.com. Download the WOKB app to your mobile phone. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app. And if you ever want to get in on the conversation at the station or request any music, you can call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. We play gospel music and ministries throughout the day, 24 hours a day. It's all about praising God and just supporting the people where they need supported up at. So definitely check us out. Tell a friend to tell a friend to check us out at WOKBradio.com.
Amen. Can we get some bizzle and some thizzle up in there?
No. But you can get a little Andy Mineo, Lecrae.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? KB. You got a little KB. We also play a little gospel jazz, some, you know, Ben Tanker, some Kurt Whalum.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh yeah. So we got you covered now. We got you covered.
All right. So I was searching this week for a topic for this week's show. I reached out to Jarrell last week to see if he could come on. And I'm looking for a topic, and then the whole thing happened with Jacob Blake and his getting shot, and just the effects. And I mean, it seems like it's turned the George Floyd thing all over again, but it's gotten bigger with the NBA and soccer and all these sports. So, what I'd like to express is, you know, just shout out and condolences to the Blake family. Shout out to their family, everyone that's affected by it, man. So many people have just stepped up and really expressed how they're feeling this time around when this happened yet again. And we talked about this on the sports show, you know, Doc Rivers, Chris Webber, Kenny Smith walking off the court, all these different people stepping up. The whole WNBA stepped up and really showed their feelings, NBA players, you know, George Hill, just so much going on, man. And Jarrell, I'd just like you to comment, first of all, just to get us started on how does this make you feel with Jacob Blake happening again? And let's just start with that, man. When you heard about it, what did you feel like? What were you feeling?
You know, the thing about it is I was born in 1968 in Melbourne, Florida. And it's a small town south of Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach. where they based it. I Dream of Jeannie. I don't know. I might be aging myself now, but
I know.
That's we where know. I Dream of Jeannie was. And again, I say that because the dream that they portrayed on that show was not happening in that area. we was, you know, we was looked at as, you know, just second class citizens, and I'm being nice. In that area, we still having racial divide there in the city that I grew up and loved the whole time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't change where I grew up and the people I grew up around. You know, but seeing that again, and I'm saying it again because it's just continuously been happening, not just on last week, but for the last hundreds of years.
True.
At this point, because of technology, we can actually see it. We told people about this. We wrote people about this. We voted for change in that situation, but yet it still is happening. Just like with the Floyd incident, it was like, it should have been a wake-up call to all law enforcement. Well, either, you know, before that, but even just being recently with the Floyd incident, it should have waken up the law enforcement to say, hey, I cannot be the next one. I should not be the next one. Change needs to happen. To see that it didn't happen, it's still the same thing is happening, it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. So when you see Doc Rivers, when you see all Kenny Smith, and these are the ones that we can see,
right,
because of nationwide TV. But it's leaders that's been doing this here in our small community that's been doing this stuff, you know, for months, for years. But these guys that we've seen, so when Doc Rivers said what he said, I could hear his frustration, and I got teared up, and it wasn't for mm-hmm. sadness. It was because I was pissed off. I was angry. You know what I'm saying? Can't speak for Doc Rivers because I know, you know, his house got burnt down because he married a white woman. LeBron James, when he bought his house in Beverly Hills, he had the N-word spray painted on his fence or on his house or his property. I can't remember which one it was. So when I seen this, and then I seen the NBA players and everybody do what they did, I take my hat off to them. As you can see, the hat, I'm a veteran of the U.S. Army. So I fought for you to be able to do that. So my hat goes off to them. But yes, I was angry. Again, I was angry. And I work in a place, and I'm not going to talk about the place I work, not Inspiration 1680 WOKB, the heart and soul of the community. You can check us out on the web, WOKBRadio.com. not talking about another quick plug in there, but to talk to, you know, I where I work, my other job, a lot of those people I work with don't understand why the NBA guys are doing this, why Black Lives Matter, why people are angry. And when they see me coming, I can see them move out the way. They were like, uh-oh, we don't even want to talk to him today. No, you don't want to talk to me today. Not today. And I love the Lord like everybody else, but the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. So it's best for me to not say nothing to you because I got some stuff going in my mind, and I don't want to you know, have sin come out of my mouth or anything like that. So, make a long story short, I was angry, and I was disappointed at the same time.
Frank, what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, especially with Floyd and now this happening and stuff like that. Put it this way, when I read my word, I don't expect things to change in a big way. You know, and that might not be a popular saying because I do read the word. And God said, until the end, us as believers are going to see these things happening. this is going to happen. It's not going to go away. It is an issue. It is a big issue. And like I expressed last time with Floyd, justice needs to be served. And it's okay to do what they're doing, voicing their opinion, doing whatever it is that they're doing. But I'm more, and we spoke about this, Chris, I take a stand with what Jonathan Isaac was saying the other day when he was interviewed. And he was blasted and stuff like that for not wearing his shirt and not kneeling and stuff like that. But what he said, and you know, and I quote, he says, listen, I believe Black Lives Matter, but my life has been supported through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Kneeling or wearing a t-shirt to me doesn't go hand in hand with the cause. He goes, the issue, he goes, everyone is made in the image of God, and we all fall short for things we say, things we do, hate and dislike of people we shouldn't. We point our fingers at whose evil is worse, but it's not whose evil is worse. It's whose evil is more visible. And then he goes on to point the media. Mm-hmm. Because racism is not the only thing that plagues our society. Now, me, you already know my stance on this. I mean, I'm as angry about this as anybody, because I didn't grow up like that, you know? But we need to get back to Ephesians and realize that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness. There is a second heaven out there that the angels have to battle to get to us to hear our prayers. But I say, where are the saints that are praying? And my brother is right. The Bible says anger, but do not sin, you know? Mm-hmm. And I go about that too. I am angry about this. I am angry because the enemy is having a field day with his people. And, you know, I just recently, me and Rosie just met with a person and heard some horrifying stories of kids, children, Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, that are being trafficked at an alarming rate, hundreds times more than everything else that's going on. But I don't see mm-hmm. nobody taking a stance or stopping games or doing this or doing all of this stuff for them, right? And trust me, you know my heart, Chris. This is a vital issue to me too. Racism sucks. We'll call it what it is, it sucks. And especially when you see it blatantly in your face. But man, my cry has just been out to God to let the people of God raise up. We need to see where this is coming from and know where we need to aim our darts at, because we can defeat the enemy. This is never going to go away until Jesus Christ comes back. Racism, human trafficking, abuse, none of it's going to go away until Jesus Christ comes back. But I do believe in taking a stand right. of it. I believe in speaking your voice out about it. But please, people of God, especially the men of God, raise up and get on your knees. You know, this is what I say. My brother was in the Army. He knows about hand-to-hand combat. But the best hand-to-hand combat is right here, right here. Let's get on it and get against this already. We will see a decrease, but I guarantee you the word of God says we will never see an end to this, not until he comes back, but we can lessen it. And I do applaud those taking a stand for it, especially those who are getting up, taking a stand for it and doing it the right way, making their voice be heard, making their silence be heard, but are doing it the right way.
Amen. You listen to The Real Men Talk Show.
80% of Americans want more family-friendly content. 80%. So what's the solution? 24 Flicks On Demand. That's right. 24 Flicks provides unlimited, safe, family-friendly content without profanity, nudity, sexual content, and substance abuse. You can enjoy movies, TV series, comedy, sports, and so much more. Simply go to 24flix.com. 24 Flicks, it's your home for unlimited, family-friendly, on-demand videos.
Now back to The Real Men Talk Show.
All right, so one thing that I think really came about this, and I think it's awesome, the things you guys were saying were phenomenal, especially you, Frank. I mean, that's really right on point for Men of Christ, for sure. There's a lot of wrongs going on, and people are so busy following the world that they are forgetting what the point of everything is. I think the players of the NBA really got a good lesson, and really everyone in the world got a good lesson about how this stuff really works. Now, I remember, you know, the George Floyd thing happened, and the George Floyd murder happened. I'm not even gonna disparage it just by calling it a thing, but, and then you get all these corporate messages about, you know, peace and harmony and loving all your people, and oh, we're gonna change the Uncle Ben's label, and we're gonna get rid of Aunt Jemima, and we're not gonna call this, and changing labels. And then you have the NBA coming out, and they put Black Lives Matter t-shirts on, right? They put Black Lives Matter on the court, and they say their statements. There was some good work that was starting, because I know that the owners agree to give like each team for causes for racial unity, but it was still labels that were being put on everything, and no action was really being done. And just the fact that Jacob Blake happened just was like a slap in the face to everybody. Like, what you're doing is nothing. Like, boom, wake up. You're not doing anything. And it was kind of a powder keg. There was a big thing with Milwaukee, because they were down here going to face our team, the Magic. And they did, I know when they had the players meeting afterwards, people were upset with them because they didn't tell anybody. You know, they just said, we're not coming out. So the Magic are out there warming up, not knowing what's going on. And I think at the meeting they had later on, you know, everybody came at them, and they said that we just thought we were forfeiting the game. We were just going to stop on our own. And they started talking to the right people, the lieutenant governor and the state attorney general and stuff. And those are the kind of moves they have to make. Now they're going towards the owners to try and get to the right people in power that are connected with people that can make these correct changes. Another big thing is the vote is huge, and it's becoming bigger and bigger. Jarrell, where do you think the direction is going to be going now that this big shock and stop, another stoppage has happened? Everything was stopped because of Corona by the Lord, which is what I believe. He's stopping everything. And then just the men, the black men in the NBA got frustrated, and the women of the WNBA, shout out to them. They got frustrated. Where do you think is next?
Well, too, it's the MLB and the MLS, not, you know, not just to do basketball, but also, mm-hmm. you know, it was other sporting organization that put a stop to it. So shout out to them. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all of the, in the midst of a hurricane that just hit Louisiana, mm-hmm. you know, we still have to make sure that our message is being heard. The young people, mm-hmm. the black vote, not the vote, but the black issue is being heard, because mm-hmm. I have a problem, and I'm gonna go back to Frank. I have a problem with what Jonathan Isaac did. I understand, because mm-hmm. he can come on to this and we can have that conversation, but just like, I just think that what he did took away from the narrative. Because when they went into the bubble, they went in an agreement, like, this is what we're gonna do the first day. Whether, you know, how it is, majority rules, regardless if you don't agree or you don't understand it, we all went in an agreement that this is what we're gonna do. And as a Christian, your yay need to be yay and your nay need to be nay. Now, just like with Popovich and others, the next day they stood up for the national anthem. Some of them was wearing Black Lives Matter, some wasn't. It's about solidarity as a family on that. So understand what he was saying. Agree with what he was saying. But my problem is you're taking away from the narrative, and they're focusing on what you're doing at this time when we were trying to have this one collaborative effort. So that's why I had an issue with what he did, Jonathan Isaac.
So do you think that's immaturity? Do you think that's, or that's just like standing out away from the world, saying, I'm going to stand on the word of the Lord? Or do you think if he was more mature, he would have found a good place and time to do that? What do you guys think about that?
Well, my thing is, it's always time for the Lord. It's mm-hmm. always time for the Lord, but he needs you to, majority of the Lord's work is done through vessels. It's through us. So like I say, my thing is, mm-hmm. we understand what you're saying, okay, but at this moment in time, I need you to line up with these young men and women and put on the narrative, keep the narrative on what it is. Just like, that's why we never heard Kaepernick. We never, because we let them change the narrative.
Yep.
And stuff. Because he still could have kneeled, did everything he said. When they came and asked him, whenever they would have interviewed him, he could have said that statement that Frank just read.
Mm-hmm.
He could have read it. So that's my thing. It's like not getting out the narrative. So again, that's the issue I had with him. I don't know where it's maturity, where it's whatever it is, why he did that, but again, didn't agree with that at that moment. Now, if he would have came the next day, the day after, all week, blah, 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 that's fine. That's fine. But on this day, because just because you see something on TV and you know it's right, you know this needs to happen, this needs to change, but to experience it for yourself, to see it for yourself, for it to hit home for yourself as a black man growing up, trust me when I say that it's an eye-opening situation to see lights, police officers' lights come up into your rearview mirror, and you're more scared that you're gonna die than get a ticket. That's not how law enforcement works. That's how it shouldn't work as a black man. Cause you know, again, I can't say from a white person's experience, because I've never been white, Frank, if you can believe it or not, never been. So my thing is, it's like, so that
away from it.
Yeah, that was the only thing I wanted to say when it came to Jonathan Isaac. But one of the things that upset me too, Chris, was mm-hmm. we did all the marches, we did all the protesting, we did, you know, had these town hall meetings, these Zoom meetings with our elected officials. They came on and they said, because I've been a part of some of those Zoom calls, they said everything they had to say, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
August the 18th, the young people didn't show up at the polls. They did not show up at the polls.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them said, mm-hmm. you're going to wait till the November election, which is too late mm-hmm. because now those individuals in your local government is already on the ballot. So when you go to the ballot, if you got, you know, this bad politician and going against this bad politician,
yep.
what you gonna do? Because you did yep. not show up to the primaries, which is
right.
So right there is frustrating. It's like, okay, yeah, you stop the games, you stop doing this, but when the rubber meets the road, you didn't show up at the polls. You didn't show up at the polls, and that's bad. Some of them, I met three people that's Hispanic, not. I'm just saying, these are the two I met. I talked mm-hmm. to. They're not even registered.
Wow.
Oh, I ain't registered. Huh? What are you talking about? So that's the most frustrating part for me, because I know you alluded to the voting thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to come out and vote.
Yes.
It's important. Trust me when I say it's important, because, you know, again, agree with what you said, Frank. Don't get me wrong, I'm not coming down on you. I'm not coming. I just disagree with Jonathan Isaac timing. Maybe that's the right word that I need to use. So, but you know, it's still frustrating. It's still, you know, it's frustrating about, you know, the Floyd incident, the Jacob incident, the Breonna Taylor incident, but it's more frustration that we do all this work and the time for us to step up, we don't show up. And just because we don't see a monumental movement, that don't mean God is not raising up a leader, i.e., you know, Jacob. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When Moses was doing all this, all his work, you know, he was raising up, you know, Jacob. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We didn't see it, but he was coming. So, so that's my, I'm sorry, I kind of went long.
That's okay. That's okay. And this is the thing. I mean, we're very much a microwave society right now, especially the younger that we go. Everybody's used to everything instant. I mean, y'all remember Jiffy Pop popcorn?
Used
to
think
that was instant. He put it over the stove. You had to wait for it to puff up.
It was good.
What do you do now? Throw it in the microwave. 2 minutes. You got popcorn.
And that's good.
Even the stove thing was a lot of effort. See? Yeah. I mean, everybody wants everything fast, quick, and in a hurry. And this is not anything that's coming fast. Not only do you have people against the policies that we're trying to set up to make these necessary changes, but you got to wait for times for elections, and then you got to wait for it to go through the process in government of bills being presented and fought and argued over and all these things. These things takes months, even years. And I mean, George Floyd wasn't that long ago, honestly,
mm-hmm.
When you look at the scheme of things. I mean, it was, what, 6 months ago, 8 months ago? Not that long ago at all. But everything is moving at lightning speed. Wednesday, Marty and I were out covering Orlando City, Major League Soccer, and I'm trying to keep up with all these stories that are going on with the NBA, the WNBA, and tennis, and soccer and baseball. Everything was changing every 5 minutes. It's like, oh, this is happening. They're coming out. No, they're not coming out. This one made this statement. That one made that statement. Everything is fast now, and nobody's used to. Everyone wants instant change, especially seeing that it has to do with human life and people just being killed. And you see the same thing, as brutal as it is. Not enough proposals are out there and bills are put up and all this stuff, but it takes time for this stuff to go through. So I think there's ways that we have to maybe preach or develop our society to realize and to steel ourselves up for that this is not something that's going to change overnight. I heard one of the NBA players.
It's called social studies.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Do they still have that in school? I don't know.
I don't know. They may have.
I don't know what they call it now.
But
I mean, just the general public. And then, I know that someone said on the jump last night, he was like, we are doing this stuff to benefit the next generation. Stuff isn't going to happen while we're doing it.
Right. But
the next generation coming, our kids that are coming up, they're the ones that are going to reap the benefits for all the battles that are just beginning to be fought right now. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah. Going back to the to Jonathan Isaac again, I agree with a lot of stuff that you were saying, but I do believe that if you look at popular vote, it wasn't popular what the apostles and the disciples were doing and Jesus was doing. And I think he was actually more mature, knowing the backlash he might get in the locker room, knowing because I'm gonna do what God has told me to do first before anybody else tells me what to do, or I'm gonna agree with them. And that has been an Achilles heel for me sometimes in the workplace. Amongst my friends, when I got saved and I had to talk to them and say, listen, I'm not about this anymore. And I was in prayer the other day, and God showed me specifically the scene in the Bible where they were going up to somebody trying to cast out demons. They were like, Paul, I know, this guy I know, but who are you? And God showed me a picture of that. he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, humble and pray, I will heal their land. And he showed me there's not enough people who claim that he is the Lord of their life that are actually praying. They're not. They're about their business, doing what they got to do. This is what he's showing me. And he goes, they're looking at those T-shirts. And who's getting rich off those T-shirts? Probably a company who's paying somebody a dollar in China to make them, all those T-shirts. And the walks and the violence and standing for this, the devil is looking at them going, who are you? You think I'm going to change? You think I'm going to stop this, what I'm doing, causing all this ruffus and having racism and all this stuff go on? You think I'm going to do it because you got a T-shirt, because you got this? No, the Lord showed me if those humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. And all of that stuff is good. But if that's the only thing you're doing, stepping on a court and wearing a T-shirt, and you're not back in your house, you're not praying for the leadership, you're not praying for change in the government, just by you going to the vote. Like you said, a lot of these kids didn't even go and vote, you know? And it's not gonna change unless that happens because, you know, as much as I might say it, you know, even Christians can have bumper stickers. I could wear a shirt that says, but God, God is the best, he is my king. But if I'm not at home praying against the things that are going on in my family and my kids and my friends around me and society, ain't gonna be no change. The enemy's looking at me like, cool T-shirt. You just bought a T-shirt for somebody else to get rich. That's probably against the cause that you're trying to fight against. And you just made him rich. And I'm like, and God was showing me this the other day. So I started directing my prayers towards, you know, man, God, get at the core. God, you're the only one that knows who's out there, what's happening, what's doing. Move upon the hearts of your people to get in there, get in where you want them to, because you're the only one that can open the door. And when he opens the door, no man could shut it. It's just like the ark. They were like, let us in now. Noah was like, I'm sorry, I can't. God is the one that shut the door. If he shuts the door, ain't no man can open it. But if he opens the door, ain't no man can shut it. And that's what we got to get, God to open those doors. And the only way we're going to be able to do it is to humble ourselves and be on our knees praying and be the example that he taught us to be.
Right. True. But we also got to remember, and one of the biggest things is that we have to understand what God has done and continually do. COVID, racism, politics, all that stuff never stopped God's business.
Yeah.
Never stop God's business. So if we just stand on the remembrance, if we just remember who God is in this situation, it's a fixed fight. It's a fixed fight. So we got to go through the fight. We're gonna go through the fight, but with God on our side, it's like a back in the day a Don King fight. You know it was rigged. You know it was rigged from day one. You know what I'm saying? So this right here is nothing new under the sun. Like God, the Bible says, it's nothing new under the sun. So we're fighting a fist fight. We still got to go through the fight. You know what I'm saying? But we know the victory is already his. Yeah. So in the midst of it, you know, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So we have to, if I guess have to, but. You know, some of the things we're required to do as humans. So, you know, I just want them to do those things that we're out in the front line saying to do. You know,
yeah,
we're saying go vote. Your vote matters. Go vote. That's nothing against the word of God. That's nothing that you know. Is going to shame you in front of God. Go vote. I need you to do the census. And I know some people have some mixed feelings about the census and the voting and the mail-in, but these are the things that we have to do because we're in this world. I'm looking forward to meet Christ. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people want to go to heaven but don't want to die to get there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mind dying. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got to be around these fools no more. I ain't got to be around them Yankee fans. I ain't got to be around them Cowboys fans. Oh, you got to go there. You know?
What I'm saying is the same thing. Like, everything that we're doing is good. But if we're not doing the main thing, for direction, we're not doing the main thing. Like Moses, God said, hey, I'm going to kill them all. Moses had to step in and plead on their case and ask God, no, don't destroy them. Even though I know what they just did, don't destroy them. And God told the disciples, wait here. Don't do anything yet until the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
Right.
So everything we're doing, I believe in everything that we're doing for the cause. But please go into that cause. Go into doing what you're doing with prayer, being covered by the Holy Spirit. So as you're going into it, like you said, the anger that rises up doesn't cause us to sin.
Right.
And that's the thing.
It's going to be there.
It's a marriage, and God will always be there. But God will let some crazy stuff happen if he doesn't hear his people. And that's a wake-up call for us.
Right. Well, we as Christians, we know that we should be praying without ceasing.
Yep.
We should know that.
That's right.
We should know that. So it shouldn't be, we shouldn't be having a crowd for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't. Because I know all of us three that's on here and the millions and millions and millions and millions of people that's going to see this.
Yes.
Pray every day. If not two, mm-hmm. three times a day,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But of course, we want to be specifically in whatever we need specifically to be the God to deliver us from or hear us. But again, as African American males, let me say this, that it is important to, one, explain to your kids, because like Chris, I'm about to call you Chris Shaw, Chris Cuff says, you have to sit down and have a social studies class with your young men and your daughters and your sons, because what they're doing now, what Martin Luther King did in the past, what Jesus did for us, you know, it's important and it's for your sake. What we're going through right now is for your sake. So you can't lay down on it. You can't do this instantly. You got to pray. You know what I'm saying? One of the important things that, you know, like when I talk to my kids is, you know, it's like, we'll be talking, they're like, yeah, dad, cause they have kids, so I have grandkids. So there's like, yeah, we prayed last night, you know, with the kids about blah, 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 blah. You know, and my other son to say, you know, your grandson led us in prayer and stuff. That is like, I just be about to cry.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. That they know started from me and my ex, you know, we prayed with the kids. So that's something that they develop in their own grown life to keep praying, that they praying and my grandkids know to pray and how to pray. So it's like you said, Frank, you got to take care of home. You got to make sure home is taken care of,
mm-hmm.
even because we're not going to be there all the time. So for me to know that my kids are praying and know about praying and knowing about, you know, and like I say, when I was doing the marches here in Orlando, you know, I was showing them pictures, this, that, and the other, me out there marching with, you know, everybody, because it was a mixture of white, black, Spanish, Chinese, everybody was out there marching for the cause. Yeah. But I showed them those pictures to let them know, like, hey, your granddaddy is getting it in. You know what I'm saying? He loved the Lord, and they know, they like, oh, here he go. Cause I'll go into a scripture real quick on him. But this dude about it too. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? He about the cause, he about this. You know, he's not just talking about it, he be about it. So it's the same concept. So and Jesus, you know, on his 33 years of walking this earth, at some point, you know, at a lot of points, he couldn't be just talking, you know, parables. He had to be back what he was saying.
That's right. That's right.
That's my thing. We got to be about what we talk about. And amen. I know that's not amen. Proper English and everything.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Melbourne.
There yeah.
We'll be right back with the Real Man Talk Show.
Love the classic movies? Well, 24 Flicks has you covered. You can watch some of your favorite movies and TV shows you've known and loved. Watch anytime and anywhere and as many times as you want. Simply go to 24flicks.com and start watching now. 24 Flicks is your home for unlimited family-friendly on-demand videos.
The Real Men Talk Show is a show for the real men of Christ, the men who try their best to live a righteous life. And you know, we know it ain't easy, but we're here to let you know that you're not alone. You know, we talk about the stuff you want to talk about. You can't talk to your wife about it, and you don't really want to go about it with your boys. But we talk those topics. We give you encouragement and answer the tough questions. And you might get a couple of laughs along the way. Check us out Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on Indie Jams Radio.
Well, Jarrell, thank you so much for coming on with us, man. This is phenomenal, very powerful episode. Your words are very strong, and just appreciate your opinion. Thank you for letting me use your house while you ain't there.
That's
fine. Really, really appreciate it, man.
Frank, happy anniversary to you, bro. I'm sorry, Chris, but
yeah, happy anniversary, man.
What'd you say that was? Is 50 years? What'd you say?
31. 31. No, I'm looking at your beard, and I'm thinking you were standing on Mount Sinai with Moses and started turning.
I know, right?
Yeah. Hey, man, listen. Hey, as long as it keep going, I mean, I'm still here. So
That's right.
It's gone up here. I can't do nothing about this.
It's gone. Yeah, no, put the hat back.
It's starting to fall. That's
right. But yeah, man, congratulations. What y'all gonna do?
Well, we're gonna be starting off at a resort tonight, but we did a few things already. You know.
Okay.
Nice big dinner. We were at the beach, but you know, Chris knows we're always out and about. So.
Always gone, man. I'm glad I could catch you before the anniversary celebrations, man.
Yo, you got to keep the fire burning. You're gonna get cold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. Man. Thanks again for coming on. Thank you guys for both being with us. We're going to wrap this up. Jarrell, you want to put in another plug for your show, for the station?
Yes, man. Always. You know, guys, check us out, man. It's Inspiration 1680 WOKB, the heart and soul of the community. We're out in Ocoee, Florida. 24-hour gospel music ministries. We have an urban empowerment hour where we talk about law, credit repair, just different stuff. Also, we have Caribbean Saturdays. You can check me and Chris out on the Sports View with the Crew Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 11 p.m. We kick it up in our own perspective. Trust me, it's our own perspective.
Oh, yeah.
And we probably should play the disclaimer more than we do because it's something serious. That we talk about, and just listen, man. You can check us out on WOKBradio.com. Download the WOKB app to your mobile phone. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app. You can also check us out on our Facebook Live, and we go do Facebook Live sometimes in the studio, so you can see why we have a face for radio and not television. And we just have a great time, man. And we're a two-time Stellar Award-winning gospel station here in Central Florida, man. We do big things. September the 17th, just quick, we're going to have the mobile breast lab come out, and we're going to be doing mobile mammograms for all the ladies. You have to call to register. But that's September the 17th. We just got through with a blood drive. We had just phenomenal turnout. We also coming up with a, because October the 3rd, Chris, Frank, mm-hmm. I think it was the last time that you can vote. So we're getting ready to have the supervisor of elections to come out and do voter registration.
Awesome.
For those people that haven't registered. So we're going to give them the opportunity, not going to talk bad about you, but we need you to come out and you need to come and register to vote. So we're going to make sure that you have that opportunity. I don't have the dates on that yet. We just kind of finalizing stuff. So, you know, we say we, the heart and soul of the community, and it's not just a catchphrase. This is what we do. So just appreciate everybody tuning in. Tell a friend, WOKB, Inspiration 1680.
Amen, amen. All right, Frank, any last words?
No, I would just like to end it in prayer. I just feel like ending this session in prayer.
Amen, let's do it.
Okay. Our Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We just praise you, Father, Lord God. We just lift you up, Father. We just thank you, Father, first of all, for your grace and mercy upon our lives, Lord God. I thank you for this Real Men Talk Show, Lord God. I thank you for my brothers that are on today, Lord God. I ask that you would bless them mightily, Lord God. Their families, their health, Lord God. Their finances, Father, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, we just lift up, Lord God, all situations that are going on in this world to you today, Lord God. Especially the situation that's being highlighted right now, Lord God. I ask that you would bless and sanctify all the brothers out there that will be listening to this podcast and those who are not, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, yes, that they will continue fighting for the cause, continue standing up, Lord God, continue letting their voice be heard, Lord God. But I pray, Lord God, that you would cover them and that they would go into it on their knees first, Lord God, that they would put on the full armor of God as they're doing these things, Lord God. I pray that you would give us all wisdom, Lord God, on all situations, Lord God. And we just pray and we know that you are there, Lord God. And I just pray that in everything, that we will lift you up. We will give you all the glory and all the honor. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray this. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it. Thank you for listening and watching the Real Men Talk Show. You can catch us every Wednesday night. This is broadcast on Indie Jams Radio on the TuneIn app. Also, we are on podcasts, are out every week. Anywhere you enjoy your favorite podcast. We are on Apple. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Play. We are on Stitcher, all over the place. So please check us out. Enjoy the other shows, other episodes that we've done. Frank, Jarrell, thank you guys so much, man. You guys have a great weekend, and everyone else, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.
All right, man. Y'all be safe.
All right.
Love y'all.